Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at Fox Sports Radio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there happens to be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way that tire buying should be. And as we like to say in these parts, the Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be. I'm Chris Broussard. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Chris Broussard? Let's give you a warm welcome back to the Odd Couple.
Thank you, my man.
You were off for, you had vacation, and then unfortunately during your vacation, tragic news, and I want everybody, we mentioned it on Friday that your dad had passed, Chris. Tell us about your dad a little bit before we get started with the show, and I know it's traumatic. I lost both of my parents, and your dad and mom had moved in with you guys, so, you know, you spent even more time with them later in life, which is awesome, but just give us a little bit of, tell us a little bit about your dad, because it's a tough thing.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Yeah, my dad, Edward Broussard, passed on Monday, December 26th, the day after Christmas, obviously. And as you said, he had been living with us for the past year. He and my mom, because he had stage 4 cancer of the esophagus. And then he caught COVID and picked up pneumonia while probably from the COVID. So he was battling all three. He fought valiantly. But, you know, he died actually holding my mom's hand and my
brother
and I.
Which is a beautiful thing. Yep, that's a beautiful thing.
Married 57 years. My parents and my brother and I were there with our wives and my kids were there. So we spent Christmas with him. He couldn't really talk, but you could see he could respond to the gifts we gave him and all that stuff. So he was a great dad, man.
And you said that there were three things, Chris. I read your post on Instagram that he instilled in you. Just share that with everybody.
Yeah, he told me this about a year or two ago that the three guiding principles of his life were to love the Lord, to love and take care of your family, and to have fun. And he did all three. And, you know, man, it was, you know, he was just, I'm not here today without him. And obviously, I mean, he, you know, I came from him, but I mean, like the way he raised me, the things he taught me,
right.
He helped me write my papers when I was younger in terms of learning how to write, learning how to, you know, like he was good at English. So he helped me with all of that. And obviously sports was huge in our family. He taught me, you know, he coached me when I was a kid, played ball with us, football, basketball, baseball, all that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, just a great dad. And we'll be down. I'll be off Thursday and Friday. We'll go down to Louisiana, where most of my family on both sides is from.
Right.
He was born in rural Louisiana, and we'll have a funeral down there in Baton Rouge.
Well, again, yeah, so, from everybody, love and prayers to the Broussard family. Great to have you back for these days. And I don't think it'd be cool to even start the new year. Happy New Year to everybody or
Happy
the show.
New Year.
Yeah, without letting everybody know where you've been, what's been going on. But as we know, Chris is a professional, and the show goes on. And There's no reason we're going to. Chris is ready to work, ready to go. And there's a lot of stuff to talk about, Chris. So. Let's welcome in the crew and get this show started. I'm ready to chomp the bit.
Look at you. Wow. All right. Well, when Rob Parker's chomping the bit, you have to keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM. For the next 3 hours, it's going to be nothing but fun. And like Rob said, I am back in the swing of things. So let's do this. We got our man Ramos.
Mr. Ramos.
On the in for DJ Alex Teicher. This is I believe this is the first time.
Mr. Ramos, is it the first time you engineered our show?
It is. And it's a new year, so it's kind of unique,
weird.
Isn't it? Yeah, that way.
But we've been on
awesome.
For 5 years, and people who know, they listen to the Doug Gottlieb show. He engineers the board for that show.
So
Rich and Covino.
And Covino and Rich, right, yeah.
Covino and Rich, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And I know it's still a new show, but I get
Covino
it right.
And Rich.
No, I never missed the Doug Gottlieb show. I never listened to it, so I never missed it. Oh,
come on, Rob.
I'm sorry.
But we got Bo Benson in for super producer Rob G. And on the updates, our man Steve DeSega. Rob, let's get to it. In the preseason, of course, as always, we made our preseason predictions for the NFL. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you picked Baltimore in the AFC. That's correct, right?
Yep, Baltimore and Green Bay.
Yeah, and I picked Buffalo and Green Bay. And, of course, we both, I mean, you know, we wrote off the Packers. Let's just keep it real.
Well, especially you.
It was so bad.
The last time we talked, you didn't think that they – I was like, they still had a shot only until they're eliminated because I looked at the schedule, Chris, and I just said –
I don't remember all that.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't remember all that. Oh, hold up. They got a shot.
Maybe
that was when I was gone.
No, we'll get the tape because you said they're not making –
Yeah, you got to get the tape.
You said no way are they making the playoffs. I remember it distinctly. But anyway
– Yeah, I mean, I definitely didn't think they were, but I think we both were on the same page.
No, I still – because of when they had a chance in the schedule. But this is the thing I will say that both of us did say about the Packers. That they would be a work in progress and would get better as the season went on. Did we not say that? That was the...
I didn't think they'd have a great regular season. I thought they'd win about 10 or 11 games.
Right. But we thought... Because they had won 13 every year the last 3 years or whatever. So they were definitely going to take a step down, not be that team, but that they would be better as the season goes on. And they're in position. I mean, can they beat the Lions at home? Absolutely. And make the playoffs? And when, what would it be, 6 in a row to make the playoffs?
Well, that would be 5 in a row.
Five in a row. That would be an incredible – where that season was and that 5-game losing streak and how terrible they were and the teams they lost to, it would be some turnaround.
It would, and it's interesting, Rob, because in a certain sense, like had they had a – you know, they hadn't gone through that, what was it, a 5-6 game losing streak.
I think it was five.
Five games. Had they not had the 5-game losing streak, just making the playoffs, like if this were a normal year and they were, you know, en route to winning 11 or 12 games, just making the playoffs, would not have been anything to sing about. But now if they make it, it will feel like an accomplishment just that they made it. And I'll tell you this, Rob. First of all, let me say this. I thought, and I'm picking the Packers to beat Detroit. And I'm sure you are. You already have, because you said you thought Detroit would lose out, even though that hasn't happened. But
even though it hasn't happened, right. And that big game against Carolina was the game for them, Chris. That was a huge game.
Yeah, Detroit is tough. And that's what I was going to say is, Rob, I thought that Aaron Rodgers was a tad too self-congratulatory at the post-game press conference yesterday. Again, I don't think it'll necessarily come back to bite him, but I thought, you know, all these people were talking when we were 4-8, 5-8, 6-8, we don't have to worry about us, blah, blah, blah. What are they going to say now? Well, the job's not done. I thought he talked like the job was done, Rob. And Detroit is legit. Detroit obviously beat the Packers earlier in the year. You saw what they did to Chicago.
So I mean, did Minnesota.
They won
Minnesota
7-9.
Minnesota beat Green Bay, too, earlier in the year.
No, I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying they better not take Detroit lightly. I didn't like the attitude of him, that it just seemed like he was counting it like, we made it. I told y'all we're going to run the table. You didn't believe in us, and we made it. And I hope, because again, we pull for our picks. I hope it doesn't come back to bite them. And I think they'll get them at Lambeau. Right. But that was something that raised my eyebrows yesterday.
The only thing I thought that was interesting, too, is in the post game, he did thank the Browns. Like, because they couldn't do it by themselves.
They needed help.
Yeah, they needed help. And the first thing out of his mouth was thanks to the Cleveland Browns. Like they beat Washington, that even gave us a chance to be in this spot, and then they totally took control of the game against Minnesota. You know, their defense, Chris, has been very opportunistic. What do they have, 6 interceptions the last 2 games?
Yeah, they've had 4 takeaways in each of the last 2.
Yeah,
so I mean 6 interceptions, what, 2 fumble recoveries?
No, I thought they had 3 interceptions of
obviously
Kirk Cousins,
return.
And they had 3 against Tua. But anyway, my point is...
Well, and that's the thing. They've beaten good teams. Miami, even though they're stumbling, still is a good team.
And Minnesota.
Tua and Minnesota. I mean, pounded Minnesota. And so I'll say this, Rob. If they get in, and I said this last week or 2 weeks ago on TV, if they get in, I think they're dangerous. I think they're dangerous because... One, they will have been on a 5-game win streak, which is incredibly impressive. And again, that's beating Miami, Minnesota, and
Miami on the road,
Detroit. Right. And so those are 3 good teams they would have beaten. The defense, to your point, has definitely improved. And we all thought it'd be a top, 10 defense.
We did, Chris, going into the season. And it wasn't early on. They couldn't stop anybody. So now it's kind of gelled. And they have what you're talking about being dangerous, a defense, right, which is big in the playoffs.
Yep.
Chris, if you can run the ball and ball control time on the clock, you limit the other quarterback's possessions if you can run the football.
Yep.
And then you do have Aaron Rodgers who can make a third down or make a throw that you need to have. You know, it's not like, can he make a throw? So he doesn't have to throw for 400 yards.
Those things are great.
Those are the three things. On top of that,
Rob, you got a quarterback that I know he struggled, and I've pointed this out a lot in the past, but he struggled in NFC title games. But for the most part, his track record is he's not going to make a mistake to cost you the game.
Right.
Jimmy G or, some of these other quarterbacks, Dak, you got to worry, they might throw the big pick. You know, his whole career, he's been – the guy that doesn't make mistakes for the most part in terms of interceptions. So those four things you mentioned, Rob, those factors, plus three plus the one I said,
right?
That's a good recipe for. Now, I'm not predicting. I'm not saying they should be the favorites.
No.
Because it looks like they probably open up with San Francisco, which would be tough, right? Going there, they'll probably be the underdog, as they. I think they should be. But in this year's NFC, Rob, where San Francisco's great, but they got a quarterback that has played well in the regular season, but we don't know how he's going to respond.
And we saw a little bit yesterday against the Raiders.
He played well. He played well when they needed the pressure. But, Rob, we've seen, and I'm not predicting this because I think Purdy's look good. But, Rob, we've seen quarterbacks come in. Mike White yesterday. And we've talked about it. Last year. You can have a few big games. And I'm not saying White is horrible. I'm just saying it showed he wasn't as good as he had looked.
That's a huge game for the Jets. Yes, that was a huge game. And yep. He was awful, Chris. Awful.
Yep. And so I do think they're dangerous. Are you picking them if they make the playoffs? Would you pick them to win the NFC?
I'm going to stick with my pick. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'll claim it if they win it, but I'm telling you right now, I don't expect
but
them
you, but you expect
to win
49,
the NFC.
You got the 49ers? If they beat the
I
49ers
like Philadelphia
in the first round,
if they're healthy. Well, if they beat the Niners, then all bets are off, right?
Right.
I mean, because again, I think the only two teams, Rob, definitively at this moment that you would say would definitely be better than them would be Philadelphia and San Francisco. Right. And that's if Philly's healthy, which I'm assuming.
And if Philly's not healthy, then it's just San Francisco, right?
Absolutely. Dallas is, they're not. Nobody's afraid of them. Nobody. I don't believe in them. I don't think you believe in them. Tampa, I don't think they can run the table in the NFC. Minnesota, obviously.
Obviously not, right. We already know that.
Chock full of holes, And Seattle, Seattle wouldn't get in if Green Bay does. Who would be the other team? The teams in the NFC East. So
the Giants.
Yeah, no, they're not getting out of NFC. So, all right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Happy New Year. And here's the question. Are the Green Bay Packers a legitimate? We'll even give you this. If they get into the playoffs, are they a legitimate threat to reach the Super Bowl? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob. The Odd Couple is back here on Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends
for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. It's the Odd Couple, and we could sit here and talk all night about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Are the Packers legitimate Super Bowl contenders? Do they have a real chance to win the NFC? Should they make the playoffs? Your thoughts.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Marty in Kentucky on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Happy New Year, Marty. What you got, buddy?
What's up, Rob and Chris? How y'all doing this?
Doing great. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys, too. I know Rob's excited because Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay are back in the hunt, and I kind of remember it like you do, Chris. I remember.
Thank you, Marty. He's all now. He's acting like he was always on the bandwagon.
I'll get no. Thank you. It was 2 weeks ago. Chris said that they absolutely would not make the playoffs. That's what you said.
I don't remember that.
I got the
Chris's view is not going to be exactly the same as yours because you're always a little sweeter on Green Bay, you know. But when you look at how much you went back on them, it's pretty equal. But
yeah,
I won't. You know, I'm not going to get into all that. I'm just going to say this. Detroit's going to win by a touchdown next week. They're going to win by 7 points, and this Green Bay talk's going to be over. But if I'm wrong, they're going to end up playing San Francisco, who has owned them. And, even if I'm wrong, I see them taking an A double dollar signs whooping in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right. San Fran has owned them. There's no, and that's with Jimmy Garoppolo, Rob. We've talked about not even throwing some touchdown passes in the playoffs. And so,
But this defense is a little different with a rookie quarterback. I'm not so sure that it plays out the same.
This defense, I think, is better. San Francisco's.
Yeah, but the Packers defense.
The quarterback's the
question. I'm talking about the Packers defense.
Yeah, I mean, they've played
against
better.
A rookie quarterback.
Those Packers teams were really good. I mean, 13-3, both of them.
Yeah, but these defense
in the postseason,
with a postseason defense is huge. Hank in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks, gentlemen. Look, Chris, man, I'm sorry about your father.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
that. It's always going to be tough on anybody. So, man, I have my deepest sympathies to you, my man. And Pele, oh my gosh, I'm 57 years old, right? He was soccer growing up, okay? As far as I'm concerned, he still is. You know, nothing I've seen has changed my mind. He's still the GOAT to me. As far as the Packers, being a Cowboys fan, this is a legitimate situation where the Cowboys could actually host the Giants. Because you're telling me the Giants couldn't beat the Vikings? We just saw that. The Giants could beat the Vikings.
Right, they could.
And you got Aaron Rodgers going into San Francisco. What if he puts 24 points on the board? You trying to tell me Brock Purdy might not tighten up just a little bit? You know, with a great on the other side. I just to say that none of the underdogs has possibility. I think they all do. I think my Cowboys host the second round playoff game, and the Packers go to Philadelphia, and then who knows what happens?
Yeah, if they go to Philly wins, I'm saying if they
Philly would have the first. Do they still have the first seed, Chris? Yeah, they do.
Yeah, right? But they got to win. They got to win next week. Do
it. Thanks, Hank. Appreciate it.
Is playing or not?
Let's go to Jonathan in L.A. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jonathan?
What's up, guys? So
how you doing?
I could argue that the Packers are actually the favorite because given all the quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, they're pretty green. They don't really have full season experience, and you don't even know if Jalen Hurts is 100%. And then the Cowboys are the Cowboys, and I don't trust Daniel Jones. So I think it's pretty good, pretty scary for the Packers to make it.
Well, look, I mean, when you compare Rodgers, even though he hadn't had – it's been a bad year by his standards. And he's not even playing like – he's managing the game right now. He hadn't had a 300-yard game all season. So he's not been himself, but obviously – Rob, you're picking Rodgers over any of these quarterbacks in the NFC playoffs. Now he's lost to Garoppolo a few times. He's lost to lesser quarterbacks, obviously. But that would be an advantage you would think that they'd have. But you know, it's obviously also about the team around them.
No doubt. There's other things here. If you can run the football, again, limiting the other team's possessions, Chris. If you have an opportunistic defense. If you get a quick turnaround or pick in the other team's zone, you know what I mean? You can run the ball in. You can throw a 3-yard touchdown pass. That's the kind of stuff they've been living off of. That's really
right.
It.
All right, Mark Medina, FSR, NBA insider, writes for NBA.com, friend of the show. He's right around the corner as we switch to some hoop. But before that, Steve DeSager with the update. Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hello, gentlemen.
Steve, do you have
Happy
can
New
you,
Year.
Can you Happy New Year. Year. Can you perform the Heimlich on Lincoln Riley or not? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I felt like the defense I saw today, I've seen literally all season from USC.
Steve. Terrible.
All season. You know, people get upset with the new coordinator. I think it's just the bodies. They don't have the people. I think this will eventually be good.
It's just,
they just are spoiled by all the transfers and how good they became so quickly.
But their defense all year, as you said it, terrible.
Yeah, including in the Pac-12 final that they lost to Utah. Utah at the Rose Bowl right now, where it is now raining late third quarter, and Utah starting quarterback Cam Rising has left to the locker room due to injury. The backup came in and threw an interception. Penn State has just punted away, but Penn State is in the lead, 21-14 over Utah, about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Among the earlier games, yes, USC ranked 10th, lost the Cotton Bowl, blew a late lead. Tulane wins 46-45 on a touchdown pass in the final seconds. 17th-ranked LSU dominated Purdue in the Citrus Bowl, 63-7. And in Tampa, it was number 22 Mississippi State, edging Illinois 19-10. With 9 points in the final seconds. There is a Monday night football game in an hour. It's Cincinnati, winners of 7 straight, hosting Buffalo, which has won 6 in a row. The Bills could be the one seed in the AFC. Remember, they did win in October at Kansas City head-to-head. Dallas running back Tony Pollard is expected to practice on Wednesday. He missed last game with a thigh injury. Philadelphia quarterback Jalen Hurts with his bad shoulder should play or at least, quote, be available this coming weekend. The Eagles can clinch the NFC's number one seed in the first round bye with a win against the Giants on Sunday. If they lose, San Francisco could get the one seed. The final Sunday night game will have Detroit at Green Bay. Each team is 8-8. The Packers will clinch the final wild card berth with a win. The Titans will start quarterback Joshua Dobbs again Saturday night. Tennessee's at Jacksonville, yes, Saturday, to decide the AFC South winner. Plenty of NBA tonight, including at Philly. Late first quarter, Joel Embiid, 13 points, and the Sixers lead 24-23 over the Pelicans. End of the first period, Lakers up 22-21 at the Hornets. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, Fox Sports Radio NBA insider, also a writer for NBA.com, friend of the show, Mark Medina. Mark, what up?
Funky
Happy
Cole.
New Year.
Chris and Rob, happy 2023. Looking forward to starting the year off right with you guys.
Right, man. We appreciate your presence. And you are at, or will be at least, if you're not already, at the Clippers Heat game tonight, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now I'll be there too. I got good tickets. I'm gonna be sitting in the 100 section, Mark. I'll be there tonight.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll have to link up. It's always a risk, like buying Clipper tickets, because you never know who's going to suit up. But I think
that's right.
It will
right.
be a full roster tonight.
It's a crapshoot. Now, Kawhi, because he was questionable, and he's playing, you think?
Well, they never say anything official before, 90 minutes, as you know. But, yeah, they haven't ruled him out. And, you know, I think on the Heat end, you know, Jimmy Butler's probable. So I think that we may see finally like,
see a good game. Wow.
Playing head-to-head, yeah.
What do you make – I mean, how dangerous do you think the Clippers are with Kawhi? They've obviously been a lot better with him, although they've lost the last two with him. But, you know, seeing it kind of come together for them as they get healthy, what's their plan? Do they just, you know, will they continue to load manage with Kawhi and then hope he's ready for the playoffs? And how dangerous do you think they'll be?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that the plan, while it is fluid, depending on kind of the day-to-day, like big picture-wise, it's always going to be on leading on the conservative end. So in Kawhi's case, yes, back-to-backs, you know, sit him one of the games, do limited minutes. Anytime there's a minor thing, you know, exercise caution. And to a lesser extent, it's the same thing with Paul George and the rest of the role players. And so I think, you know, when you talk to some people in the Clippers organization, you know, there could be one school of thought of wondering, okay, well, how much will the lack of continuity get in the way of things? And they feel very bullish that the continuity piece isn't as much of a factor because, you know, Kawhi and Paul George have experienced the last few seasons as well as most of their core. So while they won't dismiss that with some of the new guys like John Wall, for example, I think they're very optimistic that as long as they stay healthy at the right moment for the playoffs, it's really just plug and play. I think for, you know, when you talk to other people around the league, there's more mixed feelings that, no doubt health is going to be the number one thing, but there is some school of thought that, hey, if they don't have enough games under their belt, it might not be as simple as plug and play. But the reality is right. The West is wide open. There's really not a lot of separation between 1 through 10. I mean, the Nuggets right now only have a one game lead for first place. And, you know, Utah at number 10 is only 6.5 back. So there is a feeling that unlike the East, really, it's anyone's up for grabs. And in the Clippers' case, if they're fully healthy, you can't rule them out.
Let's switch to the other team, the Lakers in the West. And as I look at it, and you brought up the point, Denver's number one so right now, and Utah's number 10. But when I look at the 7 through 10 teams, Phoenix, Portland, Golden State, and Utah, I just look at where the Lakers, how can the Lakers climb up above those teams and get there? Can they? LeBron had that monster game for his birthday, They won. But can they realistically climb over these other teams and get into the mix? Or is this a non-playoff year for the Lakers?
Yeah, I think they can. There's a scenario for them to scratch and claw their way into the play-in tournament. Maybe win that. Maybe be a competitive out in the first round. But that's really the ceiling. I mean, when we're talking about the West is wide open up for grabs, the Lakers aren't part of that group because while I still think that at 20 years into the NBA, at 38 years old, LeBron James should never be counted out, but that doesn't mean that it's safe to or it's unsavory to count out the Lakers because as we've seen this season, LeBron can put up monster numbers and maybe it'll get them wins like it did the other night against Atlanta, but it's also oftentimes also going to coincide with an L.
Yeah.
So barring the Lakers making a big move before the trade deadline. And I don't think that's going to happen because A, they don't have the assets. B, I think they're of the mind of, hey, they're so far in the standing. Let's hold on to the draft picks and wait for next season. That this is basically going to be mostly the roster that you're going to see, you know, maybe a few tweaks here or there, but nothing major before the trade deadline. So with that, I think it's just going to be them trying to fight and claw every single game. You see LeBron at his greatest, surpassing Kareem, but that's really much it, beyond a play-in tournament appearance.
What are you hearing about Anthony Davis's return, and what's the talk around the league about him? Like, it doesn't seem like the Lakers are looking to move him, but would he have any value anyway? I mean, he's just injured too often.
Yeah, I don't think the Lakers are looking to move him, but to your point, I don't know how much value you can get because of the injury questions. You know, for what it's worth, Anthony Davis spoke the other day expressing a lot of optimism about his recovery and saying that, you know, after talking to multiple doctors, he's able to avoid a scenario of needing a surgery or even a non-surgical procedure. But until there's an actual update that, hey, he's cleared to do certain things, it's an element of an unknown. And I think that the thing that we have to keep in mind, guys, is that the Lakers' timetable is in him being sidelined indefinitely. And while that doesn't mean that he's out for the rest of the season, the next update, whenever that is, whether it's the end of this week or next week, it's going to be about, hey, now he's clear to do certain drills. That's not, oh, now he's clear to start playing in right. basketball games. So, you know, this is from people around the league, but there's definitely – you know, third-hand talk of, oh, maybe after All-Star break, he's coming back. Now, that's premature, but I think that you know, I think illustrates that sense that when it comes to Anthony Davis' injuries, you never discount anything. But for what it's worth, he and his camp right now are holding out to some optimism that he can start at least chipping away at some of his work in the current moment so that he is cleared, you know, at some point in the next few weeks.
Let's go to the East, and the Nets are playing tonight against the Spurs, Chris. Is that right? The Spurs?
Yep.
Going for 12 in a row, and a lot of things have gone right with the return of Kyrie Irving. Kevin Durant's played really well. Ben Simmons is what is right with this team? And, you know, they've shook up the East, and you got Philadelphia, you got Milwaukee, but they're as good as those two teams right now the way they're playing, correct?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, look, we all knew coming in on paper what they're going to be about. And, you know, all the stars have aligned finally in their favor of, you know, Kevin Durant being at his best, Kyrie Irving. We're talking about more about his basketball than his off-the-court drama. Same thing with Ben Simmons. They're a lot healthier. They had a favorable home schedule. Jacques Vaughn's been a good head coach. Now that there is always a recipe for things to disrupt them because of non-basketball related issues,
sure,
right?
Yep.
As far as availability and behavior, but they have what it takes to win a title. You know, I don't discount Boston and Milwaukee. I think that they have more depth, but the Nets have more talent. So what's it going to come down to? And I think that this illustrates that as much as we've talked about the Nets and their dysfunction the last 2 years, you know, 2 years ago, there were only a Kevin Durant foot
right.
on
people forget
the three-point line away from getting to the finals, right?
And that was point, not with all series. Three of their stars.
Right.
That was
right.
just with Kyrie and Durant.
If you remember,
or Harden,
right.
I should say Harden and Durant, but he was compromised.
Yeah, so I think, you know, spin it forward here, I think right now it's about Milwaukee, Boston, and Brooklyn now being part of that first tier where I think going into the season – the Nets on paper were going to be in that second tier along with Cleveland and Philadelphia, or maybe even the tiers below if their dysfunction right. was just going to be pervasive throughout the season. But to the Nets' credit, they've turned around, and we'll just see if it continues that way.
Quickly, Mark, I think they need a big body, not a great big body, but somebody to take up a little space, even though – you know, Claxton is playing great defense, but he's thin. Durant, same thing. Is there any talk about that? And even do people around the league feel like that's a need of theirs as well? Or are they kind of like, look, we're going with what we have. We don't need a bigger person up front.
Well, look, I think obviously it's always going to matter what the Nets are giving up. And I think that philosophically it wouldn't hurt for them to have a big. I mean, there were times where Kevin Durant's playing at the five and he could do it, but like you don't want him to do that normally and he has enough on his plate. But I think to the Nets' credit that they've improved a lot defensively compared to last season. So I think, you know, if they stamp pat before the trade deadline, as long as health and off-the-court shenanigans don't get in the way, I think that they can be fine, but it never hurts to have a better big center, even in today's NBA. So I'm in favor of it as long as, you know, obviously they're not giving up the farm just to make that happen.
Right. All right. That's All right. our man, Mark Medina, NBA.com, Fox Sports Radio, NBA Insider. Enjoy the game tonight, Mark, and stay away from that Rob Parker guy.
Uh-oh, trouble.
Hey, I'm sure he'll be staying away from me because he's going to be on Celebrities Row here. Like,
no, I don't know about that.
Right?
Yeah, I'll be in the nosebleeds. Nah, I got good seats tonight.
All right, Mark. Thanks, brother.
You guys. Happy New Year.
Yep. Shekel City's next. And then a preview of the biggest Monday night football game of the season. That's next. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and it is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
I was sick yesterday, Chris. I picked like 9 games right, but none of the parlays matched up, so I didn't win any money.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I picked 9 different games, including 2 NBA games, right? But every parlay, there would be one team that let me down. You know what I mean? Like, I had, I picked all these games right. I just couldn't get the right combination. But Shekel City, BetMGM is a great place to put a couple.
Okay.
What? Yeah, I'm serious. I can send you the slips.
Because
you know I have them. BetMGM, a great place to put a couple shekels down. Chris, I'm going with the Lakers tonight at the Hornets. I know they won the other night, and LeBron had the big game. But I like the Lakers plus 1.5.
He is, Rob, I got to say this. The numbers he's putting up at this stage of his career are incredible. They're not winning. But still.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean? Like,
I still think that it's incredible that a guy could put up those numbers, Chris, and you would go, did they win? You know, like
in most cases, no, that they didn't.
No, they didn't win, right.
I think it's because he just doesn't defend. Like, I mean, he used to be a great defender. You know what I mean?
But that doesn't happen anymore.
And without Anthony Davis, their defense has been atrocious. So I think
so you could score, but the other guy on the other end scoring too.
Right. Because he didn't always, you know, there were years in his league, he didn't have great players around him for many years. He didn't win championships that way, but he'd win a lot of games.
He'd win 60 games a year.
Right.
Yeah. Pelicans, Chris, plus 3.5. They're playing at the Sixers. I know it was a tough, tight game early. And I'm taking the Bengals at home, plus 2.5. They're home dogs, Chris, to the Bills. Bengals have won 7 in a row, started out 0-2 and 2-4. And Joe Burrow's been playing his butt off. I'm going with the Bengals at home. So there you go. Lakers plus 1.5, Pelicans plus 3.5, and the Bengals plus 2.5. I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Well, Rob, you mentioned this Bills-Bengals game. My goodness. This is a great – I'm legitimately excited. I mean, I watch all the Monday night games.
Right, but you picked the Bills before the season. We saw how they started. And I know they've been – I saw the Bengals put out a video with you in it. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yes.
Was it – because I wrote them off.
You wrote them off?
I got back on the bandwagon.
They showed clips on First Things First, and they showed clips of you.
Of me.
They are not making up. Yeah, like I gotta send you the video. The Bengals
send me that.
Put out
the Bengals
a video.
Sent that out. Okay, that's good to know that they pay.
They're watching. Yeah.
Right. You've done that with the Patriots. Have done that.
Patriots
with you.
Had me on there. Remember that? Their Twitter with 4 million people. I'm in for that.
But, you know, Rob, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, I don't know if you know this, they've never met before. I mean, on the football field. They
really?
Never met each other. They've never played each other. Yes. So, Burrow, remember, was hurt for much of his first
year. Okay, that's right. So that was the year that they played.
I know they've never played
Well, they rotate,
each other.
Right. They rotate, right, when you're not in
division.
The division. So,
right.
So with the other divisions, it could be every 3 years, and they haven't been around that long.
Right,
so, yeah.
Right. So that is one thing that I'm intrigued to see. And look, Buffalo 13-3, sometimes they haven't been as impressive in their – or 12-3, haven't been as impressive in some of their wins, but they're winning. And, you know, and the Bengals have had some great, impressive games, but, you know, they've also had some games where – they didn't look great, and that actually, looked like they struggled last week against the Patriots. So this is going to be a good one, and if the Bills win, Rob, they're in, they'll be back in the number one seed ahead of Kansas City, and I think that's huge for them because they probably want KC in that bad weather up in Buffalo.
They want them in Buffalo,
Or not Cincinnati, whoever they meet, in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I got the Bills tonight.
I got Cincinnati to win. I think they're going
to
wind up.
Not just with the points.
Not just cover, yeah. Right. I think they'll win. But trying to win eight in a row is a lot as hard as NFL.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost you feel like they're due for a loss. All right, we got 2 hours left of the Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.